coming up on episode number 448. Let's do an all-request Sunday night, but let's do something a little bit different. Tina's sick, so let's do the comfort foods edition of Coverville, meaning covers of some of those classic bands that everybody seems to want to do a cover of. Queen, the Beatles, Elvis, and the Rolling Stones. Covers of each of them coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's April 13th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another all-request show where you email me, you call me, you post something maybe on the weblogs or in the forums, and I look at it, I write it down, I do a little searching, find the song you want to hear, and put it on the show. And I've got this big playlist that has all of the requests in it, and sometimes I just take some of the old requests, mix them in with some of the new ones, and put those in a show. Other times I try and get a whole bunch of ones of a common theme together. In this case, it's kind of the comfort foods edition. It's those bands that everybody seems to want to cover and does a great job of. Some really standout tracks on tonight's show, including this one that we're going to start off with. It's going out to Shamika, who wanted to hear The Sympathy for the Devil from the Bossa and Stones collection that came out in 2005. A couple of excellent CDs if you're a fan of the Rolling Stones. All done in a bossa nova style, but it's got a little bit of an edge to it, an electronic edge. And the first one we're going to start off with tonight is Freedom Dub, their cover of Sympathy for the Devil.
To meet you, hope you get G'day, Brian. This is Stephen from La Mirada, California. Actually, originally from New Zealand. Just finished listening to Message to My Girl with Split Enz and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Having grown up with that band, it was certainly a wonderful opportunity to hear that again. Love your show. My wife and I actually listen to you every day in our office. You're now the official radio station or pod station or station of entertainment. Anyway, just wanted to say wonderful show. Keep up the good work. And request U2's cover of Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. I would love to hear that if you get a chance. So thank you once again. Bye-bye.
I had just gotten the book, sir. I don't know.
Somebody gave it to you as a gift.
One of the boys gave it to me on the train. The title of the book was Poems That Touch the Heart.
Wise men say only fools wish it, but I can't help falling in love.
I read one in particular.
Shall I stay? Would it be sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows to the sea, so it goes. Some things were meant to be.
Bono from U2, getting a little help from the king himself. A little bit of Elvis's recorded interview in the background of that. Can't Help Falling in Love. That comes from the soundtrack to the movie Honeymoon in Vegas, a Nicolas Cage film. A fine, fine film. Soundtrack of that album came out in 1992. It was all covers of Elvis Presley. And that's kind of an underappreciated, maybe that's the word I'm looking for, underappreciated gem of a song there, Bono's cover of Can't Help Falling in Love. It could be the fact that it's only 2 minutes long. Nice little quickie there. Going out to Stephen in New Zealand. Thank you, Stephen, for playing Coverville in your shop. That's awesome. You know, if any of you want to have Coverville as the music playing in your retail establishment or office or whatever, let me know about it and I'll plug you on the show. I'll do a little song and dance about your show. How's that? All right. Before that, we start everything off with Sympathy for the Devil, the Pleased remix. That is by a group called Freedom Dub. And you'll find that on volume one of, like I said, the excellent collection called Bossa and Stones. And, Shamika commented on that. Actually, she mentioned that not only is that song included on the Bossa and Stones, it's also included on the Bossa and Guns N' Roses album from that same record company, which is kind of interesting because Guns N' Roses, of course, did a cover of Sympathy for the Devil, but it's interesting that someone would choose to do a Bossa version of that and put it on the Guns N' Roses album. Very interesting. Coverville tonight is sponsored by Audible. You know, not just is Audible a place for you to get books, a place for you to pick up your audiobooks. It's also a place where kids can get audiobooks. It's always encouraged that you get your kids to read. And sometimes you're on a long road trip or something, and maybe your kid you know, gets car sick if they try and read. I know Tristan does. So an alternative to that is to get him some books on audio. And Audible has a whole section called Audible Kids now. It's a fun new place for kids' audiobooks. You can try that out just like you try out an audiobook via Coverville. Get a free one. Get a free download. Summer's coming up. Why not get some book for your kid to enjoy on a long road trip? If you want to try out a free audiobook, go to coverville.com. At the very top, you'll find a banner for Audible. Click that. Sign up. And then download a free audiobook and listen to it. Enjoy it. See what you think. If you enjoy it, then stick with Audible and pay a small fee every month and get a free download or get a download. If you aren't happy with the service for whatever reason, you can cancel at any time, but any books you've downloaded are yours to keep. And of course, we're happy to have Audible here as a sponsor, so please do try them out if you're at all interested. And like I said, it's very much like the podcast you're listening to now. If you can listen to this podcast, you're qualified to listen to Audible. Check it out, audible.com via the Coverville banner. Well, I got I don't know if you remember last year with the World Series, I was originally going to have a little head-to-head battle with Len from Jawbone when the Cleveland Indians were battling the Colorado Rockies. Then they dropped out, and the Rockies ended up going against the Yankees. No, it wasn't the Yankees. It was the Boston Red Sox. And so I switched over to a head-to-head with Tim Coyne of the Hollywood Podcast. Well, with the Stanley Cup looming in the distance and the Colorado Avalanche, a potential finalist for that, I got emails and a call from Matt. Let's listen.
Hello, Mr. Ibbett. This is Matt, your resident displaced Minnesotan in New York City. It is about 8:30 Eastern time on Friday, April the 11th. Now, all of Coverville needs to be witness to our little wager, of which I emailed you last week, to catch everyone up to speed. We are having a little bet on the first round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs featuring the Colorado Avalanche and the Minnesota Wild. Now, the wager was accepted. Stakes have been put forth. However, Brian,
Matt, are you jogging while you're leaving this message? You sound out of breath.
Heard back from you via email as to whether or not my stakes were acceptable to you. Now, the first game has already been played, and Messrs. Forsberg and Sakic and Brunette, yes, they took down the Wild in that first game in overtime the other night, and I'm very distressed by that. However, I'm racing home right now to catch game two, for which I am certain that the Wild will even up the series and head on out to Colorado to clean house. But I need to know that you have accepted my stakes and that we are still a go and that all is well. So, there we are. Let's have some fun. Thanks for a great show. And by the way, hoping that you can get this up for Sunday's All Request show. And
okay, so Matt, yes, absolutely, we are on, and hate to take up a lot of Coverville time with this, so I'll just say we're on. Good luck to the Minnesota Wild. It's right now 1-1, one game for each, so we're still anybody's game at this point, and we've got some interesting steaks. I got some candy from the Rocky Mountain Candy Factory or Rocky Mountain Candy Company going out to him if the Minnesota Wild win, and then he's got some beer coming out to me if the Colorado Avalanche win. Thank you, Matt, for that. Let's get to another request here really quick. Patrick saw the following song in the movie The Hoax with Richard Gere and wanted to request it. It's a cover. I've played some Richie Havens on the show before, but I can't believe I've never played this. It's his beautiful cover of the Beatles' Here Comes the Sun. It comes from his 1970 album Alarm Clock. Here's Richie Havens.
been a long, long, lonely winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Top of the slide, where I stop and I turn, then I go for a ride till I get to the top.
from New Orleans and Louisiana. That is a group called Bonorama. And their primary instrument is the trombone, hence the name Bonorama. That is going out to a couple people who requested that. Julia from Jamaica Plain, Mass., and Jim from Dover, New Hampshire. Great suggestion. I've played, what did I play? Crosstown Traffic a while back. And these guys both wanted to hear Helter Skelter by the Beatles. Happy to play it for you. That comes from a 2007 album called Bringing It Home. And they've got a bunch of great stuff, just looking through their song list here. Formed in 1998 by Mark Mullins and Craig Klein, who were also a member of Harry Connick Jr.'s big band. And that's Helter Skelter by Bonorama. Before that, another Beatles track, Here Comes the Sun by Richie Havens from his 1970 album Alarm Clock. You can also hear that song as part of the movie The Hoax, starring Richard Gere. That's where Patrick heard it, and he recommended it for the show. Throwing out a big thanks this week to Kevin for his absolutely generous donation. Thank you so much, Kevin. That money is going into the Coverville coffers to help pay for promotional materials and music and all that stuff. So thank you very much, Kevin, for your donation. If you want to make a donation, it's really easy. There's stuff on the website to help you figure it all out. But know that if you do, I really absolutely appreciate it. It's not a requirement for listening to the show at all. I just hope you enjoy what I'm doing here. Eric in North Carolina heard the Keane track that I played a few weeks ago and wanted to recommend Queen's Under Pressure, Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure. You'll find that on the recent release Radio 1 Established 1967 from the UK. Great double disc. You've got to go pick it up, especially if you like covers. Well, only if you like covers. Here's Keane's cover of Under Pressure. It's kind of close to the original, but they do throw a few little nuances in there to mix things up. Under Pressure by Keane.
killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, and now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, nothing really matters. Too late, my time has come. Send shivers down my spine, my body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody. I've got to go.
The amazing voice of Gray Delisle, who is the wife of Murray Hammond from the old 97s. And in addition to being a singer, songwriter, and performer, she's also in a lot of Cartoon Network shows as voices. Like, she's in The Fairly Odd Parents and What's New Scooby-Doo, Clifford the Big Red Dog, Star Wars. She's going to be in Star Wars Clone Wars, or I guess she was in the little miniseries as Asajj Ventress, Avatar, The Last Airbender, just to name a few. So kind of a weird mixture of her voice acting life and then her musical life, which you'd never guess that she's done so many of the animated voices. That's going out to Jerry in Martinez, California, Bohemian Rhapsody performed by Gray Delisle. And you'll find that on the 2005 tribute to Queen called Classic Rock 28. Before that, Under Pressure by Keen. I just love Tim Rice Oxley's piano playing in his music. It's just so emotional and passionate. Tim Rice Oxley, Tom Chaplin, and Richard Hughes making up that band. A couple of them actually start off, Tim Rice Oxley and Richard Hughes started off in a band called the Lotus Eaters, which was an all-cover band before they formed Keen. That's going out to Eric in North Carolina, who wanted to hear Under Pressure. Well, I've wrestled Tina up from her resting and recuperating and dragged her down to the microphone to be part of this musically challenged. Tina, how you feeling?
Well, you know, other than the rug burns fine.
Careful there.
I know. Oh, you said you dragged me down.
I know.
We have carpet.
A couple people have emailed, and I wanted Tina to be here to hear this, but Jeff, who was the person who emailed and said that you were like the Kathy Lee to my Regis, he he emailed, he actually posted on the website this huge apology, like, oh my God, I really didn't mean any offense by it. And he felt so bad that you were offended by that. Michael from the Bay Area said that Tina is definitely not the Kathy Lee. She's more like the Andy Richter to my Conan O'Brien.
The Andy Richter.
But does that mean you're going to leave and go off and do your own sitcom? Or
no,
like
I will not. Right, no, good. I mean, but have you seen Kathy Lee? Did you see her first? Oh, you saw her, that clip on her first day.
On the soup.
She's like totally.
She's a freak.
She's crazy. Well, yeah. I mean, she completely. You know, oh, yeah. What did she say to her audience that, oh, you know, you guys are all germ-ridden something like that?
She was like getting some Purell in her gift basket, welcoming her back to the Today Show. And she says, good, because who knows what kind of diseases I'm going to catch from the masses over there. Something along those lines.
Right.
So, nice.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, Tina, glad to have you. Glad that you could come down for this, and we'll go through this one quickly so that you can get back to resting and recuperating. It is another musically challenged movie edition from Toyota Boy. Let's go ahead and jump right into it.
Musically challenged, episode 8. Hello, Brian, Tina. Hopefully,
hello.
This movie will be a little bit easier this week. I bring you a movie from the late 70s. Same rules apply. Name the title and artist, then name the movie that all four songs are from. Again, extra bonus points if you can name the scene where the song is playing. Song number 1.
Touch. I'll give the audience a second to answer, but that's Lou Reed of the Velvet Underground. He's got one of those voices that if you recognize it, you're like right on it. But if you don't know it, it's not as recognizable. You know, Take a Walk on the Wild Side, of course.
Yes.
This was an earlier track, and I know it was covered really well by the Runaways. It was one of my favorite songs by them really early on, but I don't know what movie used that one. So I guess let's hope that the next song clears it up.
Yeah.
Song number 2.
Who is this smoking in the boys' room? I totally can picture the video. Twisted Sister? No.
You're thinking of the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Which was Motley Crue, I think.
Was it?
I think it was Motley Crue. Yeah. But good job. You identified Smoking in the Boys' Room, so you get a point for that.
Great.
The original was done by Brownsville Station.
Wow.
And again, I still don't.
I'm
can't
thinking
pull
it's
the movie.
An 80s.
Well, he said late 70s.
Oh, late 70s.
But I'm thinking, Rock and Roll High School, the Ramones, had a lot of punk rock in it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's keep going.
Okay.
Number 3.
Is this the Ramones?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Song.
I don't know the song though. Is that Rock and Roll High School?
I don't know. I don't know what Rock and Roll High School is. I don't know that I've seen
Rock and Roll High School.
Who was in it?
Oh, good Lord! Well, the Ramones were in it. I remember was it just the were the Ramones the only rock and rollers in the movie? I think it was. It was like a, I don't know.
Rock and roll high school.
Yeah, it was basically Porky's in a rock and roll high school kind of thing.
Number four.
Oh, did you get it there from the beginning of the chorus?
Something for school's out for summer.
Uh-huh. Yep, very good.
I don't know who it is.
Dean would be very disappointed in you if you didn't get this one right.
Oh, no.
Dean in Australia.
Oh, yeah, Alice Cooper.
There you go.
I know, I was trying to think, yeah.
Okay, so now I'm feeling pretty confident about my guess about Rock and Roll High School. School's Out by Alice Cooper. I'm thinking that that's the movie. Although, boy, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. Saw that with John McEachran in his mom's house. She was out. We rented it. I think we rented.
What was it? R and you
yeah,
were like
yeah. I think
12.
We rented that and we rented Porky's and yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been about 85, 86. So I'd have been about 15, 16.
Oh, okay.
So
did you guess the movie? I'm going to be very disappointed if you didn't.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rip Randall, and this is Rock and Roll High School.
Good for you, Brian.
Song number one was Rock and Roll by Velvet Underground. The scene is Rip Randall walking down the school hallway with her tape recorder. This was, of course, before Walkmans existed. She pretends to be deaf to get out of trouble.
Yeah, that's cool.
What's that thing in your ear, Randall?
It's,
Passwords,
Dorothy.
She's very sensitive about it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Randall.
What?
Sorry to hear that, Randall.
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, I'd say about 1:45.
Come on, Riff. Let's go.
But I just had lunch.
Song number two is Smoking in the Boys' Room by Brownsville Station. This would later be covered by Motley Crue. The scene is Tom Roberts paying a visit to Eagle Bauer to help him with his love life. Extra bonus points if you could tell me the actor who played Eagle Bauer, and super bonus points if you can name his famous brother.
Well, if you can name the actor, then it's very easy to name his brother. And I as soon as I heard it was Rock and Roll High School and you asked me who was in it, I pulled up the the Wikipedia entry. So to tell you who's in it, PJ
yeah.
Souls played Riff Randall. Don't know what else she's done. Vince Van Patten was Tom Roberts. And Eagle Bauer, who he's asking about, was played by Clint Howard. And who's Clint Howard's famous brother? His famous better-looking brother.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, Ron Howard.
Yep.
How funny.
But I'm looking through here. It's like, he actually, of all the actors besides the Ramones that were in the movie,
yeah.
Clint Howard is actually the standout star here.
You know, it's funny, with his brother being so famous, you think he would get better acting gigs or more acting gigs. I mean, he really does the bit part, mm-hmm. very few of them.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes it that way.
Maybe
I don't know.
He does, yeah. Or he doesn't want to ride his brother's coattails.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, man, where you going?
I need to see Eagle Bauer. This is an emergency.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Sexual.
It's a code 9. We'll see you immediately.
Song number 3 is Teenage Lobotomy by the Ramones. This is just one of many of the great Ramones songs in this movie. This song is played as an example to show off the fictitious rockometer.
Put on these ear protective devices. As I am going to play a song by the Ramones. This is the rockometer.
Gee.
It is used to measure comparative rock and roll intensity levels. Watch the mouse while I turn it on.
You know, it's funny. How do we not know Teenage Lobotomy? Because we have it on Rock Band.
Well, I know. No
song
kidding.
Number four
that is just.
Is School's Out by
crazy.
Alice Cooper. The scene is Miss Togar burning all of the students' Ramones record albums.
And this is what we think of the Ramones.
We've got to stop her!
Come on!
Things sure have changed since we got kicked out of high school.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Mr. McGree's class.
Oh, well, I'm happy to see that some students still are interested in their studies.
Hey, we're not students. We're the Ramones.
Ramones? You're responsible for making that horrible rock and roll music? Do your parents know that you're Ramones?
Well, that about wraps it up here at Rock and Roll High. Remember, if your principal ever gives you trouble, you just give old Screamin' Steve a call. I'm in the book. Under Scar Raven.
Thanks, Toyota Boy, for that one. That's where it ends.
All right.
So, yeah, wow, that's I'd forgotten about that movie. I actually didn't remember it being very good, sad to say. I mean, maybe it was just because I was expecting something else when I was a kid, because I really wasn't into the Ramones back when I was 14, 15. It didn't come until much later.
Yeah, because so Porky's was so much better.
Well, Porky's wasn't very good either. I think it was a pretty disappointing night.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure we rented that for one reason and one reason only.
Right, yeah.
Well, thank you, Toyota Boy, for that. Maybe we'll rent Rock and Roll High School and see it again. Maybe it'll resonate better now that I'm a bigger fan of the Ramones. In any case, if you want to contribute a musically challenged segment or you want to make a request, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. All the contact information is there, so if you missed any of what I just said, just go to coverville.com and you'll find it all there. And that is going to do it for tonight's show. Tuesday's show is going to be the cover story. We're going to switch things around this week because of the 450th show being the... it's not going to be a cover story. It's going to be a tribute to the Blues Brothers, which was released in 1978. So 30 years ago, a 30-year anniversary tribute to the Blues Brothers. That'll be Tuesday night's show. And then Thursday is going to be that big cover blog roundtable discussion. We switch things up on the show, and it's going to be an interview with all of the major cover bloggers about cover songs. It's really, really should be good. We recorded it last week, and so I'm going to do the editing this week, but I think you'll really enjoy it. Until then, thank you, Tina, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Also, thanks to audible.com for their sponsorship. Check out a free audio download at audible.com via the link from coverville.com.